Happy Go Plucky, So You Win. Flash R, Lure Me In, Made of War. Happy Go Plucky on the outside, So You Win. Flash R, but Happy Go Plucky. Happy Go Plucky's won the cup from So You Win. Flash R. Here's Stitch on the outside. He's over the top. Stitch has won. Stitch has won the eyeliner from Photos. Now Lillimore has been wide, taken over. Burnt Out Last driving through. Intrepidacious on the outside. Flashing Late Fleet up and blazing this on the rail. It's a photo. Photo finished. Lillimore and Trepidations, Blazing Miss on the rail. Any of those three.
What a domination it was by Ben Thompson, who took out the Waterhouse, the Gay Waterhouse, and also the eyeliner, and Steph Thornton, his partner, who took out the Ipswich Cup. No one else could get near them, and it is great to have a chat to both Steph and also Ben on Racing Pulse this morning. Good morning, guys. How are we?
Morning, Michael.
Good morning. Thanks.
Now, are you in the same house in different rooms on the phones right now?
No, actually, we're separate. I'm on my way to the shops this morning and Ben's at home with the cats.
Ah, very good. Hey, now, Steph, I'll start with you ladies first. A brilliant win in the Ipswich Cup on Saturday, but is that the best day at the office both of you have had together? And when you came home that night, did you look at each other and say, can you believe how we just dominated today?
Yeah, I think that was definitely the best day we've had at the races together. It was unreal. My bloke, he was definitely a surprise in the Ipswich Cup, but he won it so well. And obviously Ben's two horses, well, they were both very honest and very tough. So it was a pretty good day once we were leaving the races, and we were both, yeah, very happy and as much for each other as anything.
Now, I did read an article, Ben, where after Steph won the Cup, you said, I better lift my game. Is there a little bit of bragging rights when you get home, depending on how many wins you each have?
Oh, there can be at times. I usually keep my lips sealed, but Steph's always one to rub it in if he's outdone me, which does happen a bit. But no, it was a great day for us both. And as you said, sort of pinching yourself on the way home, on Saturday night there was a few times I can believe, you know, we had such a good day, and you hope, you know, for days like that, but quite often you can go to the race with a good book and leave with nothing. So fantastic day all around.
So who actually had bragging rights on Saturday night? Is it the two listed wins to you, Ben, or is it the Feature Cup win to you, Steph?
I personally think it's the Feature Cup because it was the biggest race on the day, so I'm going to take bragging rights, but Ben would probably say that he won too, so he gets bragging rights.
I definitely let Steph take the glory. She caught up with friends on Saturday night because she won the cup, the feature, that means dinner's on her. So it wasn't Saturday night, but it'll have to be this weekend.
Very good. Is this home now for you guys? Because since you've both moved up north, you've been absolutely slaying them. You had an unbelievable season last year, Steph, and Ben, you're absolutely on fire as far as winners are concerned this year as well. Can you see North Queensland and Queensland becoming your home?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, Steph, she well and truly cemented her spot here and finished her apprenticeship in a super way, and she's made the transition sort of with ease, becoming a senior, and she's still getting great support, which is so hard to do. She's really established herself, and I've been so lucky since making the move. I've made great connections and received consistent support, and obviously only sort of with that can you ride winners. So it's all sort of went as well as the Irish could have hoped, and really enjoying it up here.
What about you, Steph? Is it easier to break in up north? Because we know how tough the jockey room down here is in Victoria, but there's good riders all around Australia. Have you found it easier to, once you got your foot in the door, to be a regular rider that's getting the best rides every Saturday?
I think I was really lucky that when I came up here, I still claimed two in town, and there's not a lot of apprentices really in the metro riding ranks up here. And I had great support from Steve O'Day when I moved up here, and it made the transition for me a lot easier to really break into the riding ranks. It is a smaller pool of jockeys, so albeit there's not as many to compete with, it's still about breaking in and finding your niche and those that are going to support you. So I definitely find it a lot easier up here as opposed to Melbourne, purely because there is that smaller pool. You're not competing with as many jockeys, but you've still got to make sure that you're riding them to the best of your ability and getting the results. So I can't say I can see myself going back to Melbourne anytime soon.
And what's the calibre of horse like, Ben? We're going to talk to Steve Tregay, the trainer of Incentivise. You chased it home on the weekend, a long way behind. And then, Steph, you've got the form line through winning the Ipswich Cup. What's the general calibre of horse like up there outside of the feature race days that we see? Could a horse like Incentivise be progressive enough to come down here and be competitive in a spring?
Yeah, absolutely. He's a horse that, obviously, without having sat on him, he looks to have a great set of lungs. And Anthony Allen said, like, once he finds his top, there's no sign of stopping. He's very cruisy. He's also just to keep on the job, but he just seems, you know, that obviously he won as well over 2,500 on Saturday as he had over 2,200 and 18 before that. So he's a really smart horse, and obviously Steve Tregay's line, like they have proven themselves when he has taken them abroad. Overall, though, I think the caliber of horses up here is really solid, especially in the sprint ranks. I think they're tough, genuine sprinters up here, and obviously compared to Melbourne and Sydney, as a rule, the sprint race will run at a stronger clip here compared to home. But yeah, see a horse like Apache Chase and Isotope, they can travel on a hot speed and still be there into the races. And if you look at Tony Golan, he's probably travelled interstate more than any other trainer up here over the autumn, and his strike rate in Sydney has been phenomenal. Been ice off Isotope and Crone, he's been flying and really showing the quality of Queensland horses.
You two have been absolutely phenomenal, Steph. We've got the last Group 1 coming up, the Tats Tiara weekend. Have you got some nice rides to look forward to as well?
I'm actually not too sure what I've got this weekend yet. I'm sure my manager will be in touch today to let me know, but hopefully we can end the carnival on a good note in the next 2 weeks.
Well, you two have got a bit of money in the bank after Saturday. Is there any chance we might start to see, is it Stephanie Thompson Thornton or Ben Thompson Thornton in the form guide coming up soon? Is there any announcements?
I'll leave Ben with that.
He's personally putting the pressure on me, Michael, and you asking that question hasn't helped. No, one day.
All right. Is that satisfy you, Steph?
I don't really have a choice, so definitely the ball's in Ben's court for now, that's for sure.
And I reckon this has been a jab. I think Steph might have messaged before this, Michael, to hit me with that question.
No, she hasn't, but I'm just answering the question that a lot of people want to know, Ben. So pull your finger out. You're kicking so many goals, you've got one more to go. good to chat, guys. Well done again. Incredible day for both of you.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you very much.
Steph Thornton and Benny Thompson, a great couple up north. We'll talk more about that on The Verdict.